Of all the events of Christ's life, starting from his birth all the way up to his resurrection, the baptism of Jesus is the most difficult one to wrap our minds around. Jesus' baptism raises questions. For one, he was baptized at the hands of John the Baptist, and John's baptism was a baptism for the forgiveness of sins. If Jesus was without sin, then why was he baptized? Second, Jesus is the very source and font of all the effects of Christian baptism. Cleansing from original sin, becoming a temple of God's glory, and a new life through the Holy Spirit. And does it not seem strange that Jesus should subject himself to the very graces of which he himself is the font? Perhaps the best way to understand the baptism of Jesus is to understand the unique role he played in salvation history. Jesus plays as one person a dual role. Jesus was God and human, and so his role is human and divine. So if you see it as, say this is humanity and this is God, as Son of God come to redeem humanity, he was the face of God to humanity. But then as Son of God, on the other hand, born as a human and representative of humanity, he was the face of humanity to God. So it works both ways. No matter which way Christ presents himself, he's either representing humanity or he's representing God. So as Son of God, his baptism showcased everything humanity needed to witness. The waters of baptism being made holy, the descent of the Holy Spirit, and God naming Jesus as my beloved Son. On the other hand, as Son of Man, he brought before God the human need for redemption, the need for new life, the need to be renewed by the Holy Spirit, and the human desire to be reconciled to God as the sons and daughters of God. So he's the face of humanity to God and of God to humanity. Now, based on this understanding, I want to offer 3 points for us for reflection, and I'm going to offer some very practical implications in my final point. But let's talk about first, every person, every human person, you and I, every human person in the world, as human and divine. So in a very real sense, like Jesus, yet in a different way, every human person is also human and divine. We are human persons created in the image and likeness of God. And to the extent we are created, we are human. But the breath that we breathe, right? Our breath. That breath is the breath of God. Remember the book of Genesis. Human beings come to life when God breathed into their nostrils the breath of life. So we are created human, but the breath that we breathe, that is divine. It's the breath of God. And to the extent we carry within ourselves the breath of God, we are human, but divine creations. We are not human and divine in the same way that Jesus is human and divine. However, our origin, our dignity, and our personhood as human beings is divine. So, I invite us today to become aware of our dignity and the dignity of every human person as human and divine. Secondly, baptism, a new way to be human and divine. So even as we become aware of the dignity of every human person as human and divine, let us also become aware that as Christians, we are baptized into Christ. Now, how shall we understand the significance of our baptism into Christ? Our baptism is an invitation into a new existence. Our baptism, folks, does not make us superior to non-baptized human persons. In fact, there is a thought going around, and it's not Catholic, it's very dangerous, it's not part of Catholic teaching at all. But there are people who now say that it's only the baptized that are the children of God. The rest are God's creations, but only the baptized are the children of God. And I want to once again caution you, that is not Catholic dogma or doctrine. So our baptism does not make us superior to other human beings. Rather, gives our human life a very specific meaning. We call it a Christian meaning. The example I gave last night in my homily was, you know, if you go to the store, you have all kinds of coffee available, right? They're all coffees, but each coffee has a certain flavor. The same if you're all human beings, but our life as baptized Christians has a Christian flavor. In other words, through baptism, our life comes into direct contact with the life of Christ. It's like plugging a gadget into the socket. Our baptism plugs us into the life of Christ. So then, Jesus' baptism, by which he lives his humanity and his divinity, and our baptism, by which we live our humanity and divinity, becomes that one single event that invites us to live our human lives with a divine dignity. This is quintessential Christian living. So then my third point, humans living the life of God. Now Jesus' baptism was a way for him to live his human and divine life on earth. And our baptism is a way for us to live our lives, human and divine. After all, we are human beings, human, immersed into the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Now this has implications. This means that we live in the consciousness that in our human souls we carry the very life of God. So pay attention to what I'm saying is the implication. Like, we have to become intentional about this. We have to be conscious about this. Never forget this reality that in our human souls we carry the life of God. That's what makes us human and divine, right? This means we live in the consciousness that within our human bodies we carry the breath of God. This means that we live with the consciousness that within our human hearts we carry the love of God. This means that in every human thought, word, and deed, we are invited to be the presence of God in our world. And I just think that if we can be consciously aware of this dignity that we have as human beings and the dignity of every other human person, I think we would treat ourselves and others very differently. But it's this consciousness, constantly developing this consciousness that we are human living divine lives, or divine beings living human lives. So let me say this in conclusion. I said earlier that baptism plugs us into the life of Christ. Whereas baptism plugs us into the life of Christ, the Eucharist nourishes this life within us. So the life of God is within us, and the Eucharist nourishes it. In fact, we become, as human beings, the body of Christ. We are truly human and divine because as a human community, we are called the body of Christ. What better way to explain ourselves as human and divine? And Jesus has accomplished this for us by his baptism, by his life, by his death, and his resurrection. As we receive this Eucharist, let's nourish God's life within us so that we might truly live up to our calling to be both human and divine. People of God said,